divinely Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. This confounded Charles Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prince Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivedanta ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Swami Pindu Radha Kundi Giri Gaur Vadan ki
jai.
Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Sri Navadvipa Dhamma ki jai. Gangamayi ki jai, Dhunamayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Chosti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vini ki jai. All glorious is some of the
Bhakti.
All glorious is some of the Bhakti. All glorious is some of the Bhakti. All glorious is the Sri Guru and Gaurava Vichai. The mountain Krishna today, Krishna Vistai today, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samaveda. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauranga Saraswati, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Saraswati Devi, Om Jayatam Rindasya, Vinayatam Shantaya, Chakshi, Sundaritam Devi, Saraswati, Sri Buddhavaya Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manavishkan, Stavitam Vinavitana, Swayam Upatadamananda Dati Saraswati. Once the copy of the Gita, please leave it to that moment you've all been waiting for.
Can I really do this? In one sense, it's really serious. In another sense, it's really silly. We'll do it the serious way. Yes. Kopa. The first thing you're going to see is mystical preaching Jagannath Puri on a beach there. And it looks like a wonderful place for holiday enjoyment. And perhaps it is. But this isn't, no electricity is coming through. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself bathed in this ocean, and Thakur Haridas also bathed. And all the devotees. So it is actually a holy place, a place of pilgrimage. Yes. You ready? Now, you thought I was kidding. Now, what you have to do, should you want to do this, is you have to think of a question, a serious question that you actually have about your spiritual life or whatever. Raise your hand when you have your question. Raise your hand. I'm not going to have you, anyone reveal their question if they don't want to, so don't worry. Raise your hand if you have a question. Okay. Only one, two, three. Four, five. No one else has any questions? Is that really true, or is everyone just being shy and humble, etc.? Huh? Okay. Now, the next thing is someone, if they still desire, wants to ask their question to the mystical preaching cards. And I shall interpret them. For 2 rupees. Okay, who has a question, a serious question they wish to ask? And we will play. Okay. Now what you have to do, come to here. Yeah, just sit right there. Okay. Oh, can I answer? Now, Gopa. Now you have to think of your deities, your dearest deities, the deities that give you the most shelter. Okay? And think of your question. And think of your deities. And in your mind, maybe you can ask them to help you with an answer to your question. Are you going to be able to say what your question is, by the way, after? Okay. Okay. Have you connected the question with your deities? The deities you find the most shelter in? Well, you'll just have to either put them all together in one place or just pick any of them. Okay. Then you have to pick No, these are mystical numbers. What is your mystical number? Okay, now fold it back up again. So what is your question? How to appreciate devotees. 22? Appreciate them. But what's the point of the universal form? Krishna, yes. Because Arjuna asked Krishna to show me that form of yours by which you pervade everything. So what is this? So this form is so powerful and all-pervading that Arjuna felt great terror. And then eventually Arjuna said, please withdraw this form and show me your regular two-arm form. It's true that Krishna is everywhere and therefore there is no place that is separate from him. But how much nicer is it that Krishna is there and his devotees? He's everywhere, but it's so difficult to appreciate that he's everywhere. But when devotees are kind to us and remind us of Krishna, then it's so easy for us in a very simple and sweet way to remember Krishna and come closer to him. So devotees are appreciated because they're connected to Krishna in a very simple way. And this is actually the secret of getting the mercy of Krishna, is somehow or another pleasing Krishna's devotees. And not just the big, big, big devotees, but even the beginners. If we can somehow please the devotees. Sanatana Goswami explains this that not just the big devotees serve them, but every devotee, even just the beginners. And that way, we will actually see how Krishna's mercy is everywhere for us. Did that answer your question? Okay. Thank you, mystical preaching parts. Oh, we're back to the beach. Who is the next brave soul who has a question? Wait, who are you? Were you pointing or were you raising your hand?
Both.
Oh, you can't have both. Okay, what's your... Wait, okay, first think of your question. And then... Wait a second.
No.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, I want to make it less...
Okay. I thought the mystical preaching cards were getting carried away. So I could take over the world. Okay. You have your question, and you have, and think of the deities that you get the most shelter from. And place your question and the deities together, and maybe by their mercy you will get a good answer that is satisfying to you. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. Ready? Kopa? Wait, you have to think. You have to think of... Keep your consciousness focused on your question and your deities, and by their mercy. And maybe you'll get some mercy. The tension mounts.
Sixty-five.
Okay. Fold it back up and put it in the bag. Ready? Okay, 65. Oh yes, you have to tell us what the question is. Oh. What's your question?
It's a difficult one. How can we reconcile the description of the universe of the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with modern science? How we can reconcile the description of the universe in the fifth canto with modern science, and how can we preach it?
And how can we preach this? Everyone hear that? How can we reconcile the description of the universe with in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam with the teachings of modern science and preach it convincingly? 65? What is the difficulty? Next question. If Krishna can lift a hill, that's a big hill, with the little finger of his left hand, what is the problem?
Two rupees.
says without effort.
Yes, it says without effort. If Krishna gives you the power, it's effortless. If he withdraws the power, then we can't convince even ourselves. But the speciality of all the residents of Vrindavan, including almost all the cows and almost all the boys, is that they were focused on Krishna and just looking at him. Even the little gopi over here, she's looking at Krishna. The little one right over here. Is that? Who is that? Okay, are you satisfied with that answer? But if you really strain and strain and strain by your own power, you won't be able to do it. Krishna has to help you. And then the most difficult thing becomes effortless. And without Krishna's help, even the simplest thing becomes impossible. Okay. Does anyone have another question they would like to ask the mystical preaching course? Yes. You ready? Are you sure? Okay. Take it. Serious question. You have your question in your mind? Now think of the deities you get the most shelter from. And then take the question to your deities. And maybe by their mercy, you'll get an answer. You ready? What number? Ten. Okay. Put number 10 back in the bag. In the mystical preaching card bag. And now could you tell us what your question is? What is the thing that will help me most, meaning Lokika, to help her? What is the one thing that will help Lokika most, me most, to overcome my material conditioning and give myself to Krishna? Yes? 10? Let's see. Control your mind. ₹2. Next. Don't look at me, I didn't have anything to do with it. It's funny, huh? May not be mystical, but it's funny. Anyone else would like to? Okay. And then? Yes. You have your question? Serious question? Are you in a serious mood about it? Okay. And think of the deities you get the most shelter from. take that question to your deities. Okay.
Forty-six.
Okay. Put the number back in the bag. What is your question, Prabhu?
How can I remember my guru and Krishna all the time?
How can I remember my guru and Krishna all the time? Heavy question. What number?
46.
Inner guidance. Now, you have to surrender to Krishna more than you're surrendering now. You have to place yourself more under the protection of Krishna. And you have to be brave and not superficial. You can't just go by the externals, but you have to sincerely desire to please Krishna, and then Krishna will help you more and more. What pastime is this? Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was born in an Asura family, demonic family. And by the power of Sukracharya, who is just above his right shoulder on the left over here, by his power he had gained dominion over the universe. And then Lord Vamanadeva took his birth. Because Bali Maharaj was in a position that he was actually not qualified to be in. So, he was being maintained in that position by Sukracharya, his spiritual master. Then Vamandev came. And Lord Vamandev came to beg from Bali Maharaj. And he begged, as we know, something very simple. 3 steps of land. Paces of land by his own measurement. And Bali Maharaj wanted to give him what he wanted, what he had asked for. But Sukracharya warned him, no, if you agree to give this Brahmana boy what he wants, because he is actually the Lord, he is Vishnu, he will take everything from you. He will take everything from you, and you won't have anything left. You're the king of the universe now, and he will take everything. And Sukracharya told him not to surrender. And Bali Maharaj, first he said, my boy, why are you asking me for only 3 steps of land? I rule the universe. I have the ability to give you everything. Take something from me. So much. Villages, countries, anything you want, I'll give you. Take something from me so that you'll never have to ask anyone else for anything else again. And Vamanadev said, no, I only want 3 steps of land. Because if one is not satisfied with 3 steps of land, One won't be satisfied even if one has the entire universe. So Vamandev said, all right, I'll give you what you want. And then Vamanadev with one step covered the earth, second step he covered up to the heavenly planets, and there was no room for his third step. And he said, you have lied to me. You have given me three steps, Bali Maharaj, but there is no room for the third step. And Bali Maharaj said, place your third step upon my head. I'm giving myself to you. So, what is the inner guidance of this? He had to be very, very sincere and deep in his surrender to the Lord. And then Vamanadev, rather than saying, how wonderful you are, you've given everything to me, he humiliated him in front of everyone. And he was so fixed, Bali Maharaj was so fixed in his relationship with the Lord that he didn't care about anything else other than the fact that he had pleased him. He himself was fully satisfied because he had pleased the Lord, and he didn't care what anyone else said. He didn't care. And then, the end of the pastime, practically speaking, is that Bali Maharaj was so surrendered to Vamandev, he gave everything. And Vamandev was so pleased with Bali Maharaj that he, Vamanadev, gave himself to Bali Maharaj. And this is what is to be gained when we sincerely give everything to Krishna, that Krishna will give himself to us. So how to do that? Do you know how to do that for yourself? What you have to do?
Only 1 month.
Huh?
Chanting.
That's what our teachers are, isn't it? That's what we're going to say. So how should you chant?
Only 1 month.
But very, very sincere and very surrendered. Krishna, I am yours. Does that agree with your inner guidance? That was yes. Yes. The chariot is a metaphor, and the body represents the chariot. The five horses that represent the five senses. So if we actually look, we would see that there are five senses, one on each of the horse. And the driver is the intelligence. And the mind is the reins in this. So when the senses go wild, the reins get pulled here and there, the mind gets pulled everywhere, and the intelligence is powerless to control it. So when one wants to progress in spiritual life, one has to control the senses by the power of the mind. The mind is the key focus in spiritual life, in a sense. And the way that we control the mind is through a very, very strong intelligence. The senses cannot go out of control, and then with strong intelligence based on Shastra, based on wisdom from the Vedic literatures, that will fix our intelligence in such a strong way that the mind will be able to direct the horses or the body in such a way that it gets it, the energy of the body is used properly. Is that all right? And the problem is if the reins are very weak or the intelligence is weak, the horses of the senses will become stronger and stronger and stronger, and they will lead us into terrible places.
frightening place. So do you know how to progress? Yudhisthira.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know how to progress? What was your question again? What was your question? Say it again.
How can I remember the Guru and Krishna all the time?
And the answer that you gave was to chant.
Yeah.
And if you want to remember them all the time, you chant all the time.
Yeah.
And that is
very deep.
That is also perfect for you, who is so, Krishna has given you such a good gift of chanting. And it takes to, because we see when you came in, even yesterday, and you came in from a hard day's work and everything, as soon as you start chanting,
it's by your
mercy. Oh, yes, right. No, it's not by my mercy, it's by your, the gift that you've been given by Krishna of the holy names. So you take it.
You make the basis. And I was some little.
But then the holy names are
useless.
Okay, this may be the last one though. Yes. Did you have a question? A serious question? Okay. You're thinking of your question? And what deity? Are you thinking of a deity who gives you really shelter? Okay. Can you put those together in your mind? The deity and your question? Okay. It's okay if Gopa gives you the bag? But I think you have to think of the deity and the question. What number?
Four.
So early. Okay, put it back in the bag. Okay, what is your question? How to be deeper in your Krishna consciousness and how to take more shelter of the devotees. Yes? Number four. Let's start all over again. Four. Yes? Are you sure? How to become deeper in my Krishna consciousness and take more shelter of the devotees. This is the great battle. Look, there are opposing sides there. And what is Arjuna going to do? Is he going to listen to Krishna or listen to his mind? Arjuna is going to do that. Yes? But it is still a battle. It is still a battle. But Arjuna had to try his best. And he had to use all his powers and skills as a warrior. But Krishna was going to make him victorious. But still he had to fight. And it wasn't easy, because it was, fighting is never easy. For a warrior, and Arjuna, it was especially difficult because both sides were his kinsmen, his relatives. But yet Krishna wanted to use him instrumentally. So you have to fight, mam anusmara yudhya cha.
that there are certain people who you shouldn't fight with. And I won't tell you who they are. You have to know who's on your side and who's not on your side. And don't fight with the people who are on your side. And you should study Bhagavad Gita. Study Bhagavad Gita also. But this is the great battle of life. Okay. Okay. I think there are no more questions anyway. No one has a question. You really have a question? Are you going to ask me what I want to eat tomorrow?
I know what you're going to eat tomorrow.
Then I should ask you the question. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Do you really have a question? Serious question? Uh-oh. Maybe it's too serious for our little playful mystical preaching cards. What do you think?
I asked Rosh Hashanah if he said he tells me to ask.
Okay. So you have your question in your mind? Wait. And think of the deities that you get the most shelter from. Okay? And then keep both in your mind at the same time. And if they so desire, you'll get some help. Okay? Now you can check in. What number?
20.
Okay. What was your question?
Who is taking to the spiritual world?
20? Do you understand?
No.
Krishna is in your heart. Krishna is in your heart. And he is just waiting for you to turn to him. And then he will make all arrangements for you. Do you want a different answer?
No, I think...
Let me just think for a moment. Krishna is just there, waiting for us, for you, to turn to him. And his desire is to take us to Goloka Vrindavan. When we desire in that way, then he will make all arrangements to take us to him. And one spiritual master, or the devotees, why they are given so much respect is because they're all representing Krishna. But they're representing Krishna, and Krishna is making the arrangements through them. So who will take you to the spiritual world?
They can't say. They say Krishna will make the arrangements.
That's the way it is. Krishna makes the arrangements. Interesting. First Kalindi. Okay, what is it? You have a question? Is it a serious question? Think of your question and then think of the deities. But this really will be the last one. Think of your question and then think of the deities that could be the most selfish. And then you can pick a number wherever the little baby is. If you try to keep the deities and the question in your mind at the same time. What number?
One.
Number one. What's your question?
How can I advance in
the
spiritual life? Who remembers what number one was? Huh? Well, what does it say?
Sorry. Don't be disappointed, you'll just have to be in material life forever.
Okay.
Okay, ask again. Seriously. Didn't we have that one?
Yeah.
What was it?
No, we had 64, no?
No,
it was the vessel phone. No, no, it was it.
65. How, what was the question?
How should I advance in spiritual life?
Why are you worried about it? Take it easy. Everything is going all right. You do it? Without effort is most difficult?
Not when Gopal is helping you.
Krishna is so kind. Why don't you depend on his mercy? And let him take care of you. I know why you won't. Because then you won't have anything to worry about. And then what will you do? Life will be so boring. Yes, confirmed. See, I told you.
Your question.
Yes, what, just what, are you going to answer? Wait a second. Just wait one moment. Is everything going nicely for you?
Now?
Yeah.
For once I'm here. I think ultimately yes.
Yeah. Is Krishna taking care of you?
Yes.
Then? What are you afraid of? Such a nice situation, nice service, nice friends, you help others, nice family. Lucky. Karindi, what is your question? Are you too little to have a question? You just smile all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Gopal, you're here all along. I didn't even know. Did you want to say something?
Question for the mystic.
I don't know why I like this picture so much. You really have a question?
Yeah,
serious question?
I'm trying to concentrate.
Okay. Who, what deities? Go to your deities. I can see my deities in their reflection. Yeah. Are you thinking of your deities? Yes? And you're taking your question to them?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the bag? Have you already picked it?
Yeah. 44.
Well, what question was it?
Question is, I don't know. Question is, what can... what can save all the suffering of all the conditioned souls of the universe?
Wow. And that's actually your personal question? Is it?
Yeah.
Are you tired of seeing everyone suffering? Forty-four, did you say?
Yeah.
What to do? Because you had, it was for all the people of the universe. This is the only thing that all the people understand. They have to know what is fearful, truly fearful. And they have to be truly afraid of it. And ultimately, what do you think, Samananda? Not what you expected?
What's the answer?
Said, true fear.
True fear is all the suffering souls.
Because what do people do when they're afraid? And otherwise, most people won't take shelter.
So fear is the savior.
No, Krishna is the savior. Fear just pushes. But the material world is ultimately a fearful place. Anyway, a funny answer. I mean, not funny answer, but a serious. Who knows what this pastime was? Devasa Muni. What happened to Devasa Muni? He became angry, practically for no reason, at the great king Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj was protected by Krishna, his sakra. And Devasa Muni cursed Ambarish Maharaj. He was extremely powerful. And power, our abilities, and our whatever strengths we have, whatever power we have, there's such a tendency for that to cause pride in us. So when we try to use all our abilities, when we're in a fearful or difficult circumstance, we try to use all our abilities to protect us. But when they prove completely insufficient and we truly become afraid, then every man will take shelter of the Lord. As did Durvasa Muni. He became very humble. So fear can make us humble. And humility is a gateway that a pious soul will cross through in his surrender to the Lord. So it's not your service to make everyone truly afraid, though. So don't worry. Okay, no more. Funny. Only if I had a nice little slice of this stuff. But I don't. But I know one is, where one is. What time is it? 7:30? Who has to go to work tomorrow?
We don't go to work tomorrow.
Huh?
Today
or tomorrow or yesterday?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Gopa. Go get, you know where my little, that, is that car drive here? That little blue one? Okay, why don't you go get it? Any questions about anything while we're waiting for this?
There is time for another two questions.
No. Not two. You have to ask me instead. Sorry. Anyone have any questions? Yes.
My question is how to.
That was such a heavy answer to your question.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Well, this one.
How to stay Krishna conscious? Also, even when there's so much there's so much psychological patterns to break down.
Okay, let me ask the devotees this question. The question was, how to become Krishna conscious despite the mental psychological difficulties that occur? Yes? Is that you? Okay. What works for you? Other than, there's two things that I'm thinking of, but I don't want to get those answers right now. But when you're all alone, what works for you best to get you out of the mental platform and the difficulties born of the mental platform? When we're having difficulty, what helps us get out of that difficulty? Not in a general way, the absolute answer. I'm asking what helps you personally.
To read Krishna Lila,
Krishna book or something like that.
Book of the mind.
Yeah. Because then it pulls you out of your mind. Okay. Good answer. Anyone else have an answer? Yes? Associate with the devotee. Yes?
To chant my way.
To chant? What do you mean by that?
Chant my way out.
What do you mean? Kirtan japa?
Japa.
in that situation, there is total rejection to my spiritual identity. So through japa, Krishna gives the mercy sometimes to us. Accept ourselves as spiritual.
Very good answer. I can't find the one I'm looking for. Excuse me. Anyone else have any other suggestions about this? What to do when you're in such an important question. And it's not good just to, it's good to have an answer for that for ourselves, what really helps. Gee whiz, so many things but the wrong things. So many interesting things. What is that? That's a good one. I can't find it. So, and it was interesting that you were able to answer your own question too. Yes,
well. This is right, the right answer. That when we have such difficulties, we call for Shivanti.
Yes.
And she consults Krishna and the Guru and help us with one.
Well, that's why I said, and you're all alone. Because.
It's only answer, because all of us, when we. Feel the big difficulties in our life because of some bad samskaras of previous life. We come to do chanting immediately, so nice and pure. We come to read somebody because our eyes don't want to see nothing. And only shelter is the devotee that can immediately understand you and get you now some relief, and after it with victorious to you, bring you to transcend your mind to the other place that you start thinking in more clean form to this moment, and after
yes.
It you can continue your chanting with something other process of devotion life. But in the beginning, when you are very struggling, you must receive a very, very hard and exact helping from somebody.
But why did I suggest that to not answer the question in that way? Why did I suggest, when Asaf asked that question, I suggested that he didn't answer it in that way, even though I know that's true? But why? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I want to hear you.
I want to, you to think about it first.
Maybe I'm not so...
Maybe, but maybe you are. Why did I suggest that?
Because you want...
Because what? Difficult to reply?
To apply.
Which is difficult to apply? Which thing is difficult to apply?
I think specifically about
that wasn't one of the suggestions. What my question was
must make his decision.
No, that wasn't why I... Why?
Because we have to give ourselves to Krishna. In the end, devotees can help us, but in Vaishnava we are very merciful, but we cannot depend on this forever. We have to...
That's getting closer to the way I was thinking.
We have to learn to walk.
Because and now I'll tell you exactly why. Because I didn't want to say it. But this is exactly why. It's because we tend to think, well, I need help, and therefore I'm going to go to this very kind-hearted and expert person. And who is the center of my thinking when I'm doing that? It's me. And if everyone's thinking like that, it's very, very wonderful that someone is so good-hearted that they can help so many people. But be careful that that person doesn't get overloaded with everyone's problems and doesn't have enough time for, I don't even want to say doing the things that they like to do, because I know in this case that person is, in one sense, there's nothing more that they would like to do is help the other devotees. But everyone needs to survive and flourish. And that takes time too. So we should also very deeply consider the needs, because the person will never say no. That's the nature of this person, they'll never say no. So it behooves us to be very considerate, because the person, every person can break and have, and their body can start giving them trouble, and etc., etc., etc. So that's why I didn't immediately say it or I suggested, because you gradually, of course, and it's an obvious point that we all have to grow up also, and of course, Mataji can't say it and won't say it. And she'll never say no. But we also have to be considerate, very considerate of the needs of this person who doesn't express their needs. That's right. Sorry.
But I think there's also deeper meaning for this.
You can reveal it even without the mystic preaching cards. Go ahead.
The big thing is also it's not sometimes, sometimes you think we need someone and we're very much dependent on someone, but then we don't know how much we can help ourselves or in our approach. So sometimes I said the calculator, because we become so used to the calculator that we forget how to calculate ourselves. same calculator is there that we told it the other day to the teacher, said to the students. So sometimes it's nice also to know to calculate from Krishna and Krishna. And it's always this balance if you don't know something, that it's like going to Shabbat.
It's Kabai.
Yes.
What is Kabai?
Scratches. So when you go on scratches, sometimes you don't know when is the time to stop using James and start walking this
way. But it's convenient, it's easy in the short run. Good answer.
A big engine, you can't start without sputter. When I said what I said, I was told about this. A big engine, a lift engine, needs some sputter for the beginning. After it, maybe it can be starter for the any other engine, but in the beginning it must be started by some other engine.
Yes.
This was my point.
No, I understood your point. And I wanted you to understand my point.
Yeah.
Also.
I
know that's true.
I agree with you.
And I agree with you. And we all agree with what Mataji said also. What to do? The slide showed it wasn't there. Must be Krishna's arrangement. What to do? Okay. Thank you very much. One of the things I dislike most in this world is to say goodbye, so I'm not even going to bother. When I leave this world, my plan is to leave in the middle of the night. I don't have to say goodbye to anyone. It's no fun. See if Krishna grants my desire. So we'll see you all very soon. For me, it's been a wonderful time to be at all your association with the kirtans and the very sincere hearing and chanting. Very rare in this world that there's actually a community. A community has a heart and a center, it works together. Very rare. Very, very rare. So I think you're all very fortunate. Honestly, not just saying it, but I think you're very fortunate. And we pray that your fortune just grows and grows and grows. And we even took the precautions to put Gunavatapabhu to sleep early tonight so he wouldn't have a chance to like say something in Hebrew about me. Wait a second, that's not fair. May we all meet in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Raise your hand if you have been to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Raise your hand if you have never been to Vrindavan. Raise your hand if you've never been to Vrindavan but want to go to Vrindavan. Yes. Raise your hand if you've been to Vrindavan or never been to Vrindavan and want to go to Vrindavan. There's such a sweetness in the atmosphere in Vrindavan. Prabhupada even said that even if a non-devotee goes to Vrindavan, a person who doesn't know anything about Krishna consciousness, they will experience separation from Krishna. It is in the atmosphere. So by the mercy of Krishna's holy names, may we really become qualified to go to Vrindavan. And we can chant there. I'm trying to think of some way to do that. Say something right at the end, but I can't do it very easily. Trying to think of something clever, you know, that sounds good as an ending.
Maybe we can just have a bhajan.
Kirtan or bhajan. But that's too hard. Okay. Good night. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That was so nice to see that little video of Prabhupada this time, wasn't it? One of the things I noticed, amazingly enough, did you see how his tilak was so perfect? Did you notice that? It's incredible. Everything he did was very delicate. What is that? For all the devotees. The older ones. The pink one? Okay. The pink one for the children and the white ones for the adults. Is it the pink one for the adults and the white one for the children? What is it again? Okay, all children, come up and get your Mahaprasadam. And all adults can get some too. All put in, you can have it first. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any adults want some Mahaprasadam?
Wait till a pink one comes up.